Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman, founder of the Dementia Whisperers Incorporated. Laura Wayman, nationally recognized expert on dementia and author of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, joins you and 16 million caregivers with real answers and help, with love, wisdom, and compassion for your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in at 929-477-1393. That's 929-477-1393. And now, live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Hello and good afternoon or good morning, depending on what part of the USA or even around the world you might be listening live right now here on Blog Talk Radio and live with the Dementia Whisperer. Are you caring for a loved one, a resident or client who is presenting dementia symptoms and challenging behaviors? Our vision is to open up discussion in order to greatly improve quality of care and excellence in service to individuals with Alzheimer's disease or any dementia and related illnesses, and to lend a reassuring hand to their caregivers and families. This is an interactive call-in show. We want to hear from our listeners. Our guest call-in line is always the same, 929-477-1393. That's 929-477-1393. And by the way, we now have a new tradition on Live with the Dementia Whisperer. Our first three callers receive an absolutely free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, Laura Wayman's Johns Hopkins University published best-selling book on that, and the one she's also working on, number two, to come out next year. This is co-host Scott Cluthie, and now it is time for Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Scott. It's always so good to be on the air with you. You make me sound so good.
Thank you, Laura.
Hey, can you tell the listeners a little bit about you? Because I always like to brag a little bit about my co-host and how experienced he is, because you've done such great things in media. So give a little introduction about you, Scott.
Well, thank you, Laura. It is true that I've been involved in media since the mid-70s, actually, when I started in community radio. I was fortunate enough to have a very dear friend, Ken Branham, who was a very wonderfully talented video producer who took me under his wing, and I worked as an apprentice to learn video production with him and then go and take some training and so on. And so have evolved over the decades to produce videos and works in multimedia as well. I worked with Sirius Satellite Radio for combined almost 7 years on two different networks, Wisdom Radio and Lime, Healthy Living with a Twist Radio, where I got to work coast to coast with people like Dr. Andrew Weil, Deepak Chopra, and many others. And one of the great things I've done lately that I really love is working with the senior care community here in Houston to support them through social media, and so on. As you well know, I work with FindHoustonSeniorCare.com, Catherine Watson's wonderful company, and now extending that out to work on producing videos for clients. And I just completed and very happy with the result, and the client is happy, for Garden Terrace, a very well-known rehabilitation senior care facility right next to the medical center here in Houston. Just released that video to them. They're using it as a visual video walking tour of the property. So I'm very pleased with the outcome, and so are they. So thank you for letting me share a little about what my journey on media and supporting senior care is all about right now, Laura.
And I am so lucky, Scott, because you are so involved in senior care. And you understand the whole dementia journey because you personally have been involved with caring for a loved one with dementia. And so it's not that you are just a great radio host and understand this media. It is also that you truly understand the Dementia Whisperer and my mission and my vision. And so I do want to invite our dear listening audience. We want you to know you are not alone. You've got Scott. You've got myself, Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer. You've got a bunch of wonderful people. And today we're doing something a little bit different because the Dementia Whisperer is live on the road, and I am here in a wonderful memory care community. It is probably one of my favorite. As I travel all over the United States, I talk about this place all the time. And of course, it is a building, but what makes this place so wonderful is the people here, the administration, the sales, the caregivers, the dining. You know, that's what makes a good memory care. And so I am really excited. Scott, would you mind giving a little introduction for the two folks I have here today and tell our listeners just a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today?
Very good. Well, we have a couple of guests, and hopefully we'll be joined by that third guest as well. We have Anna Sanabria. And Anna, did I say the last name correctly?
No, not quite, Scott. Anne Sanabria.
Well, thank you. I have rented lips many times. Anne Sanabria, sales director at Lakeside Park, a Watermark property. We also have Cheryl Martin, executive director. Cheryl, hi there and hello.
Hello, my name is much easier, isn't it?
Yes, I like that. It makes it easy for me to sound like I know what I'm saying. And I don't know if Cindy Gustafson has joined us yet. She's the owner of Livermore Comfort Keepers. Cindy, are you there?
Not yet. She's going to join us pretty quick, I hope. She's probably stuck in traffic because we are in an infamous area for very, very bad traffic and difficult parking. And so we'll be patient. She'll be along pretty quick.
Very good. In fact, it's Lakeside Park, located in Oakland, California. That's all about the traffic and the bridges and all that. Very urban area as well. It's a retirement community that offers memory care on a comfortable senior campus, notable for its positive, safe residential environment, as well as the best in memory care services. Lakeside Park's charming location is near scenic Lake Merritt and the popular Lakeside Park, with close access to shopping, dining, entertainment, healthcare in Berkeley and all points in the East Bay area. Laura, take it away.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want our listeners to get to know these two wonderful ladies. They are amazing. And so they're going to need to talk about themselves, and I know how uncomfortable that is, but it's okay. They've got lots and lots to really be proud of talking about what they do here, how they have truly made a difference in so many people's lives. I always love it when they talk about how perhaps they have found the Dementia Whisperer helpful as well. Well, I have to throw that in because I get to talk about myself too because it's my show. And so Anna and Cheryl, I want you to talk about why are you here? What is it you like about Lakeside Park or love about Lakeside Park? What is it that you love about your job? So go for it, Anne, because Anne, you will find out, to my lovely listeners, you will find out how much fun Anne is. So, Anne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Laura, I was born a long time ago. I'm a young girl from the East Coast who came out to California with my husband for his work and fell into, really quite by accident, working with seniors almost 25 years ago. And loved the marketing angle and loved talking to families about community. And so I've kissed a lot of frogs in this industry. I've had some wonderful communities I've worked at, but I truly feel blessed that I'm at Lakeside Park. Cheryl, our executive director, is just incredible to work with. We have a wonderful group of managers that we've all been together at least 4 years, which is really important.
And it's amazing in this industry because that's kind of unusual. And so a lot of times it's a revolving door. So you all are so blessed that you work so well together and for so long.
Truly, I thank my lucky stars on a daily basis. It's quite wonderful. And our support staff, Lakeside Park has been here for 14 years. Quite a lot of our support staff, from housekeeping to dining to care, have been here 8, 10, 12 years. And that alone is just so remarkable, because if I weren't happy as a care person or a support person in a community, I'll go elsewhere.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little more complicated as a manager leaving, I think, but, you know, I would go elsewhere. So the fact, I truly say, we can't buy that kind of dedication. So we're very blessed and lucky that folks are so happy here at Lakeside Park. And I think the families in the neighborhood, we're quite a nice neighborhood player, and support other organizations. We certainly, I think, have tipped over the silos, and we work very nicely with fabulous folks like Cindy from Comfort Keepers to do the best for families, because this is not a cookie-cutter world of, you know, my way or the highway. There's lots of choices. There's each story is different. A specialist not too long ago said to me, if you met one person with dementia, you've met one person with dementia. And that's so true, isn't it, Laura?
Absolutely. You have to customize your care approach constantly with each individual. What works for Mrs. Smith does not work for Mrs. Jones. And what works for Mrs. Smith in the morning doesn't work for Mrs. Smith in the afternoon.
Right.
And so we must have people that are understanding and are fluid and flexible, want to be able to think out of the box, want to customize and individualize for each individual's needs and changing needs and changing landscape. So that's what memory care, that's what actually memory care means to a really good dementia-aware individual.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And it's just so important, and we really have to take time and listen to people. Our families have to remember who's going to be living in our community, because guess what? It's not them. So if your favorite color is pink and you made everything in that room pink, that's a little against all odds. We're looking at mom, and we're going to be concentrating on her. It's our job. We're really the detective to find out what's going to make her happy. I always say if somebody's favorite holiday is Christmas, we'll string Christmas lights in their apartment. We'll wake you up singing Christmas carols. We want to have happy moments and happy residents and make sure that we are meeting your needs and know what those individual needs are.
And that's so much what I love to hear, because as the Dementia Whisperer, when I go into other communities, I often see that they are not doing it right. Because they're trying to do that cookie cutter, everybody's going to funnel into this same care approach. Every activity is going to be just for everybody. All dining experiences are going to be the same. And that is exactly why so many of these communities are failing, because that's the direction that they're trying to go to. And as a Dementia Whisperer, I struggle with this all the time, and it's so refreshing when I'm working with people that really get that we must always be constantly looking at this ever-changing dementia horizon. And, you know, just when we think we're good at something, we get a new challenge, a new behavior, a new personality that brings a different past that we have to address, different feeling triggers, different likes and dislikes that have changed, and the family is even having to catch up. And so we're on this dementia journey, and it is ups and downs and twists and turns.
Slippery.
And it's a slippery slope sometimes, too. Cheryl, tell us a little bit about you, and you fit so well into this whole scheme of things with Anne, just like she was talking about how she loves to work with you. And what is your view of what Anne and I are talking about, because you are experienced, you understand that this is an ever-changing landscape, and I'm always so impressed with how you are so progressive thinking. You're looking for ways to make this better.
So I've been in senior care for 35 years plus, and I did home care for a lot of years, worked in skilled nursing, and I found assisted living. And it was really a dream come true, because you had the beauty of being at home in your own apartment with having the services offered, and it just became a passion for me. I worked in a community that did memory care, and we did memory care, but we didn't do it well, and I really needed to be honest about that. I came to Lakeside Park because I wanted to learn to do really good memory care. I thought it was great at assisted living, but it was that piece. Lakeside Park is all memory care. That's all we do, and in many communities, dementia care is a part of what that community does. And I really wanted to learn from the experts, and I feel like I've absorbed it. I certainly don't think I'm the expert. It's the people that are on the floor every single day. And for my staff, I say, you support the resident, and I will support the family. And that's really one of my major roles, is to support the family through this. And there's a lot of guilt, different feelings that go along with having a loved one who has dementia. So it's really trying to support that part of this journey. Working with the team, has been really fantastic for me because they're very experienced in their own area. We have a great team, Linda Perez, who is the operations specialist, Mila Paniagua, who is the wellness director, TJ in maintenance, JoJo in the kitchen. JoJo's been here 14 years. He grew up through the ranks. He has a passion, and when he serves food, he serves love with his food, and it's just an amazing place to be. Janet, the business office. Marcia, who didn't come from this industry, but is fabulous in community life and doing the activities program. So it's just a joy to come to work every day, and it is truly a learning experience every day. When you say that the dementia is different for every person, each new person who comes to our building is a learning opportunity for us. They present a different challenge or behavior or emotion, and we work that through that, and we learn from them.
And I like to say that I am a dementia expert, but what I really think is more fitting is for us to all say that we are all becoming dementia aware, which is a lifelong project. We can never learn enough. And so I've changed my whole approach when I'm presenting and teaching and talking with those that are involved in memory care, from in-home care to assisted living to memory care to skilled nursing, is that we all want to be on the road to becoming dementia aware. And not only should those of us in senior care be becoming dementia aware, everyone in the world should be on this pathway, because everyone needs to know this stuff. Everyone. The corporate world needs to know. Policemen, firemen, everyone in this building, that the entire staff needs to constantly be learning that you can become more and more dementia aware, exactly for the reasons that we're talking about. I learn something new every single day, and I've been doing this for about 20 years. And when, for example, when Johns Hopkins University Press asked me to write that second edition of the book, a lot of people were saying, well, do you have enough stuff to put in another book? I have enough stuff that I have learned since that book came out in 2011, new stuff that I have learned that I could write 10 new books. And I still couldn't get it all in with the parameters in the second book. So there'll be more because I continue to learn, and that's what we all need to do. We need to be open and continuing to learn. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Lakeside Park and the Watermark organization. But right now, I want, Scott, can you back up a minute and introduce our third guest, because she is here today.
Yay.
And let the audience know that our very important third wheel is now here, and now we have four wheels here, so we can go in a straight line. How about that?
Sounds like a good idea, Laura. By the way, listeners, I want to remind you, you're listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, co-host Scott Cluthy, the voice of Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer, and joining Ann Sanabria, the sales director at Lakeside Park, and Cheryl Martin, the executive director, is Cindy Gustafson, the owner of Livermore Comfort Keepers. Hello, Cindy.
Hello. And it's Gustafson, just so that we threw another name
in
there.
Oh, I said Gustafson.
That would be difficult.
Thank you so much.
Because we know that
I will never make that mistake again.
You're always so good at being on your toes and doing the best you can with that. So Cindy is the owner of the Livermore Comfort Keepers. So we're going to be talking with Cindy and Ann and Cheryl about how we all work together in these different venues of senior care. But I did you have any questions? I know I once again interrupted you a minute ago, Scott. So did you have any
That's
other
questions? That's all right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind people to call in, and any live callers today, by the way, we have three copies of Laura's wonderful book on dementia for you. If you call with a question or comment, you will receive a free copy of a Loving Approach to Dementia Care. The call-in line is 929-477-1393. And I was interested, Anne, in something you were talking about. You were talking about how you had changed. And when you came to Lakeside Park, you were really looking for a much more authentic and real and organic approach to memory care. And I wanted to know, what is it about the culture of Lakeside Park, besides your great work with Laura Wayman, but what is it about the culture over the years that you see that makes the difference for you in the facilities, the activities, the employees and what you're able to offer that you see might be lacking in some facilities?
You know, and you touched right on it. It really is the team. Us seven managers have been together at least 4.5 years now, which is just huge. You know, we finish each other's sentences. I think we pretty much almost all like each other even. So that's quite unique right there. It is that, especially in our world, you know, I always say to families, I have to remind people that we join their world. They don't join our world. So we have to make sure that we're being very mindful. And, you know, you can't, those fabulous, dutiful daughters who come in to see mom for 10 minutes and then they have to get the kids and then they have to get to soccer and then it's McDonald's and that kind of stuff, you kind of have to compartmentalize and work on that later. When you come to us and come here for a visit and get up on the floor with 70 people with dementia, you have to be open and ready to experience whatever it is you're about to experience. So when we're successful, when we can do that and when we can remind people of that, we have some incredible stories. We could go on for hours about some of the stories in our community, some incredible folks that are still living their lives, that are still having fun, that are still enjoying Lake Merritt out for a walk, which is just literally 2 minutes of a walk from our front door. So we really enjoy nature. We take a full encompassing picture of the person and make sure that families slow down to enjoy it.
Very nice, very nice. And what I hear is that slogan, if you will, or the statement made out so often I hear in community, continuity of care. Well, this is continuity of care and community, I hear.
Yes, I think that's it. And it's a huge, you know, we don't take it for granted. I think it's a huge thing that we thank our lucky stars every day and remember that we're a cog in that wheel and we're helping it all along. But, you know, it's not all about me, believe it or not, Scott.
It should be. And at the very beginning when we were doing introductions, we talked a little bit about Lakeside Park is a watermark property. So I just want to briefly say what we meant about that. Watermark is the organization that owns and operates and manages Lakeside Park. And they have 37 communities across the United States, but Lakeside is the only standalone memory care. Yeah. And that is one of the things that I'm always so impressed because I always feel that just like if you go to a restaurant and that restaurant is advertising that they will either serve you Chinese food, Mexican food, or Italian food, it always makes me a little suspicious because it feels like they're not really specializing in one thing. And so I'm wondering if I'm going to get a really special dish of Mexican food and if they can really focus on that venue. So I love it when I am in a memory care community that focuses on memory care because it is absolutely necessary that we do that, that we specialize and focus and customize our care for this because everything about dementia is so different than assisted living.
Right. So at that restaurant, your taco looks a lot like an egg roll.
Yes.
And it's a little confusing as to what the filling is.
And it still feeds you.
Yes.
It still fuels you. But it's just not as good and enjoyable of an experience. And so that's what I see whenever I am here is that this is a very difficult job. It's the hardest thing that we will ever do is caring for those with dementia. It's the most horrific illness of our time.
Right.
And so when I am someplace that understands that and can focus on these challenges, it really makes you more fluid and flexible, which is exactly what you have to be when you are becoming dementia aware. Do you agree with that, Anne?
I totally agree with that. And it's a process. You know, we all come to it at a different pace. So that's why I say a lot of gentle reminders sometimes for our families, you know, to just take a moment, take a breath.
They need to become dementia aware as well. That helps them on this journey.
Yes.
So many of those family members come to us and they're saying, well, I don't think their dementia is that bad, or I don't think they need to be in memory care because, you know, their dementia symptoms are very mild.
Right.
And it's simply because they're not dementia aware. The antidote for dementia denial, which many of our families are, is becoming dementia aware. That's really the truth. Mm-hmm. The more you know about dementia, the less unaware you're going to be. And so...
Well, in the comment that you make, mom's not like other residents that are here. You know, they just don't see it. So becoming dementia aware is very important. One of the things I think that is different for us is how we hire. You know, when you're hiring for memory care only, you're hiring for heart. You're hiring people who will be able to have not so nice things said to them, and sometimes behavioral issues that are a little aggressive, mm-hmm. or assertive, and they still keep coming back and loving them every day. And so it's just different to hire and train in memory care.
Scott, you want to take a real quick break? And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Cindy with the Livermore Comfort Keepers office, and Cheryl and Ann with Lakeside. And perhaps we can entice some people to call in. So you want to take us through the break?
I will certainly do that, Laura Wayman. That's the voice of the Dementia Whisperer herself, Laura Wayman, and she is the author of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, Making Meaningful Connections with the Person Who Has Alzheimer's Disease or Other Dementia or Memory Loss. And it is published by Johns Hopkins University, and she will have press, and she will have another edition coming out next year, a brand new book. So we are offering to any of you out there, and you don't have to have a brilliant, insightful question on dementia. Let's face it, most of the time we're walking blind into this, and we don't even know what dementia is until someone like Laura or any of our other guests today help educate us on what's going on. And it's an organic and moving, living thing. It is a river that heads in only one direction. So the port of call today may not be the port of call tomorrow, and you may never see that port of call again. Don't forget it. So call in and get a free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care with a question or comment today. The call-in line is always the same for our guests, 929-477-1393. That's 929-477-1393. Here live on the Dementia Whisperer with Laura Wayman on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more, so stay with us. And we'll be back with more on the Dementia Whisperer.
You're listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in with your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Call 929-477-1393. And visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 4 number one albums, 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards, 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. We love to hear from our listeners. Call in at 929-477-1393 and visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. And now, Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer.
Great to be with you live on this What is it today? A Thursday? All day.
It is a Thursday, Scott.
My dementia's kicking in. It's a co-host, Scott Cluthie, along with Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer, and we're doing a live show, and Laura has taken her show on the road today to Lakeside Park in the Oakland, California area, and we have three wonderful guests. And Laura, why don't you introduce our three guests to our listeners today? You're all together, and it's really interesting to learn more about Lakeside Park and their approach to memory care.
Thank you, Scott, and I am so honored to be here because, like I said earlier in the show, this is one of my very favorite memory care communities because I will tell you they are among the very low percentage of memory care communities that are doing it right. Mm-hmm. And so I have Ann Sanabria, who is the sales director here. I have Cheryl Martin, the executive director, and I also have with me my very, very good friend and someone who I love working with, and that's Cindy Gustafson, and she owns the Livermore Comfort Keepers, and she doesn't just cover Livermore. She has a rather large territory. She has, of course, Oakland and Berkeley and
Antioch
and Brentwood. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I had the wonderful opportunity to work with her a couple of days every month because I am her dementia care consultant, mm-hmm, and train her staff, and then we also have a great relationship here at Lakeside Park because we do a wonderful program that I have brought to Comfort Keepers and to Lakeside Park. It's called Transition Trauma Care, because when someone with dementia first moves in and it's necessary for that family to place them in a memory care and they do make the very wise decision of choosing Lakeside Park, then that person with dementia, because it's difficult for them to learn something new, because this is going to be very challenging for them because of their loss of ability to process, then Lakeside Park opens their arms with wonderfully well-trained caregivers, but often that person with dementia needs a little more one-on-one care. And so Comfort Keepers can then send a trained caregiver to come work alongside and support and enhance the great care that the caregivers here at Lakeside Park are already giving. And it can be for just a short amount of time until that person can adjust, but sometimes, quite honestly, with dementia, it takes a long time for someone to adjust, if they can adjust at all. It depends on their ability to process. So we are right there. I always like to say that somebody with dementia basically has a broken thinker, and we are right there building a village to help them by thinking for them and keeping them in a place where they are feeling less insecure, more safe, that where they are getting their needs met without having to ask, because often they can't even ask, so we're thinking for them, and providing them with the love and care and giving them the opportunity to meet them where they still have their abilities and to continue supporting that as we support their loss of ability as well. So it is so wonderful because we can once again have the opportunity to customize and personalize, because there's more of us. We're all thinking out of the box and providing this person with correct care. Now, I do want to say that one of the reasons why I love working with Cindy and the Comfort Keepers office is because she is one of those people that wants to continually become dementia aware. And together, we work on many ways to make sure that her staff is constantly becoming dementia aware. This is an ongoing process. It's not coming in and training once and then it's done, because we all have to continue to learn together. So, Cindy, can you tell us a little bit about what do you love about your job, what you're doing, because you really make a difference in people's lives, don't you?
Yes, I think we do. What I love the most are working with the families, to visit the adult children who seem so stressed and are not dementia aware yet, to be able to work with them and introduce them to Laura and provide them with help from some of our dementia-trained caregivers, and just be on that journey with them. You know, sometimes we can provide anywhere from 4 to 24 hour day care, and then there comes a time when they are looking to for more care, and so that's when we know we can turn to Watermark and Lakeside Park to help and to give them the one-on-one help that they need. And sometimes it's nice handoff when we can transition and be there to transition. I mean, we too have many stories and how we've helped the transition. And one particular time, this particular resident only needed to be for someone to hold their hand, and our caregiver was here and just held her hand and would stroke her hair, and that made her feel calm and better, so then that she could be more receptive of the care here. So you know, it's an enjoyable job, and when you have great partners like this who have the same vision you do, it makes it easier.
Exactly.
Hey, Laura, I had a question.
Sure.
I had a question. Yeah, I had a question for Cheryl in particular, and any of the ladies there can answer that, but I think this is really fascinating. Tell us about NAYAS. What are NAYAS? Why that word was chosen? What's its importance to you there?
The NAYA word was chosen by the owners of Watermark, David Freshwater and David Barnes. And it's an ancient Sanskrit word meaning wisdom or guide. And that's really when they were looking for what is it that the staff are providing and doing with the residents, being with, that was the word that really resonated with them. So that's where it comes from. It's ancient Sanskrit meaning wisdom or guide.
Very good, and it means a lot more, too, because it also means that they're a certified dementia practitioner in your memory care facility, and you make sure they all undergo training. So what does that mean to be undergoing training to become a certified dementia practitioner for a memory care unit?
So there is a person, her name is Kelly, she comes out and she does training. She's certified by the CDP. To do that training. It's an 8-hour class that they go through, and they do have to pass the class to become a certified dementia practitioner. And it really covers a lot of the things that Laura's even talking about, the things that are going on
mm-hmm.
in the brain, behaviors that they may encounter, how to work with those particular things, and really to see the resident through a different lens, to become a dementia aware. I love that phrase. That's my new phrase,
yeah.
Dementia aware.
And that,
yeah.
We're going to hear a lot more
Laura
about
really
that.
Yeah, Laura really opened my eyes to that, to stepping into their world and how important it is to not try to ever pull someone into your world, because they can't make it from there. They're not in that world. But to enter into their world and find out what their needs, wants, wishes, fears, hopes, and dreams are. Right, Laura?
That's absolutely right, Scott. You hit the nail on the head.
You did.
And what I always begin my trainings with now is that when you become dementia aware, all of those care approaches that you learned with somebody who does not have a broken thinker, when you're dealing with somebody who has a broken thinker who has some cause of dementia, no matter what level they're at, what we need to remember is the care approach that works for somebody who can think does not work for somebody who cannot. And so we have learned core care approach techniques for those that do not have dementia. And that's what we were talking about earlier when Anna and I and Cheryl were talking about. It's a very specialized training program that is necessary for those with dementia. And when we are training someone who comes from assisted living, it is necessary to kind of take the eraser and erase some of these care approaches because they don't work the same. And, you know, just kind of in a nutshell, when we are caring for somebody who has a normal brain, who is not suffering from dementia symptoms and loss of normal brain function, we can ask questions and give options and reason and talk about facts and figures. And what happens with somebody who has dementia, they have lost the ability to process that information. So all it does is cause them to be anxious, and it causes them to be angry and scared. And if we continue to pile too much information on them that someone with a normal brain can easily process, we will see those challenging behaviors like aggressiveness and combativeness. So 99% of the time when we see those behaviors, it's simply because the world and our care
our care, the total staff, everyone, is simply giving that person too much information to process. And it actually makes their dementia worse. So everything that we did really well with somebody with a normal brain, if we do that with somebody with dementia and we don't practice and learn and become dementia aware, we actually are making the whole situation worse. It's just bizarre. And I have to practice this all the time, because even when you walk up to somebody, when you first meet somebody, you ask them a question. How are you today, Cindy? And I just made Cindy think. And she has a normal brain, so that's not a big deal. She accesses on autopilot that normal information, and she answers me, well, I'm fine. But watch what happens when you walk up to somebody with dementia and ask them a simple question like that. It confuses them immediately. And instead, we learn to give a positive action statement instead of asking a question. Instead, if I knew Cindy was really dealing with dementia and I walked up to her, it makes her feel so much better if I just simply say, you look great today, okay. Cindy.
Or smile.
Mm-hmm. So I begin from the very start of any relationship with somebody with dementia, I begin by thinking for them and keeping them feeling really, really great. That's it takes practice, but that's our goal, is to learn to give less information, to learn to think for them.
The old TMI, too much information.
Yes.
That is not good.
And you see, Anne, how hard this is for the family members.
It is such a horrible disease. My mother died in her sleep 4 years ago, so she was here one day and then was not here the next day. These are little losses through years and years, and families get tired. Mm-hmm. Families get tired, and they don't know how to continue to deal. And so it is, you know, we have to hold hands and really continue to communicate as changes happen. And, you know, well, I can't take her out anymore. She's not any fun.
Exactly.
Let's have fun locally. Let's go for a little walk. There's lots of restaurants within walking distance of our community. We have an incredible chef that Cheryl mentioned, JoJo, who's been here since the community opened. So it's, you know, we have to constantly, it's a slippery world. We have to change as our residents change. But as I was saying earlier about tipping over the silos and working with folks, that's exactly, you know, I think if it was in the dictionary, there would be a picture of Cindy Gustafson working right next with Lakeside Park. Those are the kind of relationships that you need. Mm-hmm. It's all about what's best for families and that person, of course. So there's lots of choices, and we have to make sure that we're making good choices out there.
Yeah, recently we had one of our clients who is just having difficulty eating and literally picking food up. And I know through Laura's training, she trains our caregivers in dining with dementia, that less is better. But there came a point where they needed to be placed. So Watermark's Thrive Dining Program is outstanding, and this person could actually pick food up, and they're getting all of the food groups in their finger food. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to talk about that.
Quite exciting. No, we haven't. Thank you.
One of my favorite things here.
It is exciting. Yeah. So, you know, back in the day, as I'm showing families around, and we know mom can't sit and enjoy a meal for 10 minutes, much less 30 minutes. So it's portable foods. Back in the day, that was fish sticks and chicken tenders, mm-hmm. and that's what we're going to give your mom, and a peanut butter jelly sandwich in between. So today with Thrive Dining, whatever JoJo is making for all three meals of the day, there is a Thrive Dining variety. So brisket and vegetables, the Thrive Dining variety is going to be in a puff pastry, and so it's nice and easy to pick up with your fingers. There's dipping sauces, so you can flavor it the way you like. But it is so sad to see folks as they're sitting in a dining room with utensils in front of them, and they have totally forgotten what they are for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's embarrassing, and we have to stop. You know, we don't want to out people that you don't know how to use utensils anymore. Mm-hmm. So we have to help them to feel confident in eating. And we want to have variety and nutrition mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. of that. So it's really quite exciting.
I like that we can adapt a chef's salad so it can be picked up in a bite. And spaghetti, which
all of us have a challenge eating spaghetti and not wearing it, and Thrive Dining transforms spaghetti into a way that it can be picked up in the sauces, or the dipping sauce, the spaghetti sauce on the side, but it's fabulous. So we can all eat spaghetti and not wear it.
Very good. This is Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman, her co-host Scott Cluthie speaking now, and I remind you of our call-in line, 929-477-1393. I'm really shocked that no one's called to get a free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care from Laura Wayman, but we do love your live calls, questions, and comments. I also opened the chat box. You could put your question in there as well, and that will qualify you. But it's great that a lot of people actually download the show and listen later, and we understand it. There's so many busy people in the care community. Our great guests today are Ann, Cheryl, and Cindy, along with Laura Wayman, are in the Oakland area at Lakeside Park. This is her host, Scott Cluthie, over in Houston, and we do love hearing from you. And I was just wondering, speaking about food and so on, and Cindy, maybe you can help me with this, and then Ann and Cheryl can elaborate. When it comes to diet and preferences, you know, as we change and as we grow older, frankly, our tastes change, period. And then when we add in Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on, there can be some radical shifts, or not even understanding how to communicate what we love and what we need and nurture. And family members can say, well, Mom loves apple pie. Well, she throws it at me, you know, so like that. So how do you, Cindy, determine and start to feel to understand what the clients really want and need, and, of course, making sure it stays nutritious?
Right. Well, Laura has trained our caregivers, again, that less is better. So when we prepare for a dining with our clients,
mm-hmm.
One utensil, one small plate, and just a few things on it. Sometimes, as we found, most of our clients have tremendous sweet tooth, so they may not eat their mashed potatoes. If we put whipped cream on it, they will. They're seeing with their brain, not with their eyes, and little things like that help. But, you know, they may, oftentimes our caregiver will be there and they'll feed them, and the adult child will come over, Mom, did you eat? No, they don't feed me. Well, they've forgotten, they just ate. Laura's taught us, instead
right.
of giving them one big meal, it might be half the meal in the morning and then half the meal an hour later. So, you know, those kind of tricks, you just, you have to be fluid and flexible. And if somebody has a great big appetite today, tomorrow they may not. So we have to think on our feet.
And that's a really good point. Often, and this is just my observation, I don't know that I've read any research, because I read about this research voraciously. But in my observation, and I think everyone in this room will agree, it looks to me like most causes of dementia rob that person of their savory sweet buds, their taste buds. And their sweet taste buds stay. Because most of the time they enjoy sweets, but it looks to me like when they're eating everything else that's savory, that it tastes like cardboard to them. And so they do tend to want more sweets. And I've asked the families, well, did they always like sweets? No, that's changed with their dementia. Or yes, they've always liked it. But it looks to me like there's some kind of physical thing that's going on that causes them to really enjoy sweets more than they had in the past. And so I'd like to do what Cindy had just talked about. Sometimes if we can't get them to eat their broccoli, this sounds really weird, sometimes if we squirt a little chocolate sauce on it, okay, granted, that's not the best nutrition, but if I get some more broccoli down them because I squirt a little chocolate sauce on it, then I am managing those dementia symptoms. And when you become dementia aware, you know you can't stop it, change it, or fix it. You can only manage it. So you get good and creative at managing it. Do you agree that you see that a lot?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think. And in fact, it is and I'm not a doctor and don't play one on TV, but I do think there's a lot of truth to the sweet and the salty are what stays. So even if Mom never added salt, never liked salty things, all she wants now is Lay's potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something that changes.
Yeah.
And there's a vision problem also. So if I look at a white plate with mashed potatoes and rice and a chicken breast, I might look down on my plate and say, where's my food? Mm-hmm. So we have to have pops of color involved in dining setup, and absolutely what everyone is saying here is true. Smaller is always better. We can always add in more later, but when you put even just three, regular servings of three items on a plate, that is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming. I don't know where to start, so guess what? I'm not going to. Mm-hmm.
And so what do we hear that dementia person say if we put too much stuff on their plate? What do they say? I can't eat this much. Mm-hmm. Even if they do end up eating that much by giving them small amounts more often, what is happening is they can't process that. It overwhelms them, and it immediately makes them feel tired.
Yes.
And before they even take the first bite.
And they're kind of, the wind is out of their sails. Yes. Oh, I can't do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Too much. And so we have to be careful. Simple, 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 simple. Less utensils, less things on the table. Sometimes too much table decorations
can
make that person overwhelmed.
Right.
Because we have to remember their ability to process is so limited now. So the less we give them, the more successful they are. The more we think for them, the more successful they are, which is so much the opposite of, for example, what parents do. Parents want to teach and stimulate and grow that baby's brain. And that's exactly what we should be doing, because that baby can grow their brain. Somebody with dementia is losing it faster than they can build it. And so the more we think for them, the less we stimulate them. Stimulation is not good with dementia. The simpler we make it, the more one-on-one we meet them at the level they are at, the better it's always going to be. So we're almost out of time. We've got about 8 more minutes. It's amazing how fast this goes,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yes.
So I would like to talk just a little bit more about what do you mean, Anne, when you're talking about a resident-centered approach? What is that?
You know, we have to remember who's going to live here. What's important to Marge? Again, if my daughter's favorite color is pink and I made the room all pink, that's lovely, but you're not going to live here. So we have to remember our resident, what's important to them. We have to value what they used to value, because they're still the same person. They just have a broken thinker. And so we have to, if we were in line at Starbucks for coffee, somebody has a broken arm, you have a cast on. If you have a broken brain, you're not going to have a cast on your brain. So, the whole world as they see folks out in the world and these early dementia people are involved in our world outside and stuff, we have to take a moment and remember, something might be up here, mm-hmm. something might be askew. So we have to really remember the person, their values. We try to get a story. Mm-hmm. The stories are invaluable to how successful we're going to be working with a person here.
Mm-hmm. And I love their stories.
Yes.
And talking about someone has a broken arm, we have to also remember we see that broken arm in that cast, but we also see that they have an arm that is still good, that they can still use, that they still have abilities. So when we're thinking about this broken thinker, it's really interesting with dementia, because there's so many different places in their brain that can be broken, and yet so many different places in their brain that still work.
Right, yes.
And so we want to work to find those. The way I talk about it, Anne, and you know this,
is
my Swiss cheese analogy, is that somebody with a normal brain has a nice big chunk of solid cheddar cheese up there, and that's their brain. But somebody with dementia has a cause that has gotten in, some dirty little rat that has gotten into their brain and is running around grabbing greedy bites of cheese and taking away normal brain function, physically robbing it from them. And so they go to access normal brain function, cheese, and it's a roll of the dice whether they're going to hit cheese or a hole. When they hit a hole, we see dementia symptoms. When they hit that cheese, we see them normal. And we want to celebrate that normal. We want to celebrate the cheese. And we want to manage the holes, because that's what we have to do. Once again, we can't stop it, change it, or fix it, which is what we want to do as caregivers, what the family wants to do, what the family wants us to do. But the realistic expectation is that we can't stop it, change it, or fix it. We can only manage it. We can only help them manage it in the home. If we're going to the home, we help those families manage it. And It is really a challenge. We have to practice this all the time because the first thing we want to do, even in a community, is we want to stop it, change it, or fix it, especially if it's a bit of a unpleasant challenge. But there are ways that even those can be managed and managed well.
I love the Swiss cheese story. If you'd be a rich woman, Laura, if you had a nickel every time I've used it. because people get it. You know, people say, well, Ann, I brought her to the doctor's last week, and she answered all the questions right. What am I supposed to do now? So you hit a piece of cheese that day. It was a good day. Yeah. You're going to have a day where you hit a hole, and nothing's going to make any sense.
And, you know, I talk about the holes. I even show a picture when I'm doing a training of a brain that has been ravaged by Alzheimer's, showing these holes. But then somebody will say to me, well, yesterday Mom was fine. I said, well, her cheese is kind of balanced on the edge of that hole, and so she still can access that sometimes, but not all the time. And over time, because most of these causes are progressive, it will get worse. She will lose more and more, and it will be gone for good. We can't, that brain cannot regenerate. That's the saddest part about all of this, is there's no medical, there's nothing in the medical community that can regenerate that loss. And most of the time, by the time we really see it, they've already had loss for almost 10 years. And they can have, continue to have loss, even though it's progressive and it's even terminal. They may need care for another 2 to 20 years after we've even decided on the cause.
Yes.
And diagnosed it.
Right.
So the harder we work to care for them as family caregivers, as professional caregivers, the longer they live, the more we take care of them physically, the deeper the dementia gets and the more care they need.
Yes.
This is not a win-win situation.
Nope. But remember the other W, WIT. We're in this together.
Yes, we are.
WITT.
And we are really in it to make it across the finish line with that family member, because this is a dementia care marathon. And we don't know how it will play out, because everybody's so different. You know, family members, I know they ask you this too. Well, what do you think is going to happen next? How mm-hmm. long do you think Mom has? What stage is she in? And I always say hers. She's in hers, because all the different causes, they have different progressions, different loss. Everybody's brain is different. And so we just can't compare, but we can manage. We can learn from others and manage, even though we have to change every single thing we do. And we were with a lovely family member, a wife, yesterday. Cindy and I were helping, and she just started to tear up, and she said, is it terrible how guilty I feel, because I just wish it was over for him?
Yeah.
And so that family member is experiencing guilt and grief and sadness that is beyond our understanding, really.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. These are little losses along the way. You know, when someone passes away, you're here one day and not the next. But these are just many, many losses that families have to get their head wrapped around mm-hmm. and deal with, and yet still have their lives and figure it all out together.
Mm-hmm.
So we love being a partner and helping and getting you to the right folks that you need help with, because it is, we're in this together, and it's not going anywhere. The numbers we could spout about, you know, every 10 minutes somebody comes down with a dementia, and the numbers coming in the future, it's incredible, and it's scary.
It is so scary. It's the most horrific illness of our time as humans, and we only have about a minute left. So, Ann and Cheryl, could you give information on how they can get a hold of you? Because those shy folks who are listening to us today, they might want to talk to you. Could you give some information about how they can contact you?
So you might have noticed that Ann is the talker of the two of us. And so call 510-444-4684. Ask to speak to Ann Sanabria or Cheryl Martin. We're both here, and we hope that we can help.
And if you need to get a hold of the Dementia Whisperer, you can email me at help@laurawayman.com, LauraWayman, that's help@laurawayman.com, or you can visit me on my website. There's lots of videos, lots of information, and you will soon be able to download podcasts directly of this radio show from my website. That's coming very soon as well. And so you can, once again, access me at www.laurawayman.com. And I also want to have Cindy, can you let people know how can they get a hold of you at Comfort Keepers?
Sure. Comfort Keepers, you can call 925-961-9728, or you can look us up on our website at www.comfortkeepers.com. You can do a search for Oakland, Berkeley, or Livermore and find out all information about that and information about Laura, our program that we have with Laura, too. So.
Thank you so much. And Scott, thank you as always. And our closing thought for the day is life would be infinitely happier if we could only be born at the age of 80 and gradually approach 18. That is by Mark Twain. And Scott, we love you. Thank you so much for being
on. Oh, you're welcome, Laura.
Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne, Cheryl, and Cindy, and, of course, always Laura Wayman. Pleasure and honor to work with you. Folks, stay tuned always for more Live with the Dementia Whisperer. Bookmark the show so you'll know when they come on, and join Laura online to find out more as well. Till next time, take care, be kind, and have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, featuring Laura Wayman. Get your copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care and connect with Laura at laurawayman.com and join the Dementia Whisperers newsletter. Send email questions, ideas, and comments to help@laurawayman.com and join Laura Wayman on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This is Scott Cluthy, co-host and executive producer. Join us next time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman.